just a minute now on the NFL playoffs, mainly so we can say double doink. Of course, I am talking about the Chicago Bears, Cody Parker's potential game-winning kick for a field goal and a win against the Philadelphia Eagles. Thank goodness this is radio. We don't have to see it again. Here we go.
Parkey lines it up. O'Donnell on one knee. Gives him a look, extends his right arm. Scales sends it back. Placement made. Kick from 43. And it hit the upright. It is no good on the crossbar. And the Eagles are celebrating here at Soldier Field.
It hit the upright. Then it hit the crossbar, the dreaded double doink. So that was Bears radio. Here's Eagles radio.
Ball is snapped, placed, kicked, and it is...
Mike Pesca, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast at justatslate.com. He joins us now, 1615 Eagles. There's also an Hispanic radio version. I urge everyone to listen to it. But a double doink, your thoughts?
Just from a broadcasting perspective, I'd give the edge to the Bears. A lot more description there.
Yes.
Whereas, although you could, you know, the terseness of the one word ball snapped. Now, to the dry, I also love the double doink, which means you hit the crossbar and the goalpost.
Right.
The goalposts are 18.6 inches across and have a thickness of 5 inches. And, you know, if it was 1 inch or maybe 1.5 inch or a different rotation, it goes in. Or then when it hits the crossbar, same deal.
Well, it's hard to hit if you were trying.
Yeah. And also, what we found out later was the Eagle defender got a hand on the ball, so he might have helped it to that last inch. But there's so much more than one kick. The kick and Cody Parkey, I guess the Steve Bartman of the foot in Chicago now, as the guy to blame. But, you know, the Eagles scored on a fourth down with a minute left. That was the game right there. The Bears failed to convert a two-point conversion. So many things can happen in a game that comes down to a double doink.
Yeah, and you know what, Cody, it will you'll be okay. All right, then.
Or
although
cut.
I have no proof
it's
of that.
It's an unforgiving sport.
Right, okay. Take a look at this weekend quickly. The Indianapolis Colts play the Chiefs in Kansas City. The Dallas Cowboys take on the Rams in Los Angeles. Quick thoughts on Saturday's games.
Sure. Kansas City and Indianapolis, those quarterbacks have combined for 89 thrown touchdowns. Kansas City, an amazing offense. First team to lose a game and score more than 50 points, but the Colts line is playing well. I don't know if the Dallas Cowboys will have enough to beat the L.A. Rams. And I do think that Nick Foles' heroism, Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles, maybe runs out of heroism, because when the Saints are in their dome, they're extremely hard to beat. I'll take a bite of the last team, which is the L.A. Chargers against the New England Patriots, the last game.
Right.
I mean, you
Sunday.
Tell me. The New England Patriots, come on. You're going to pick against them?
Not me, but yeah. Others happily do.
Yeah, well, I think the difference is, of all the teams we've listed, there are just so many great quarterbacks. Maybe Foles isn't great, but he is a Super Bowl MVP. Dallas and Dak Prescott are good, but I don't know if he's great. And quarterback greatness is usually what carries a team through the playoffs.
Okay, real quick, how are the playoffs so far?
They've been extremely entertaining and exciting, and I think with the resurgence of the Colts, that could be one of the most exciting, highest-scoring games in NFL playoff history.
You are such a double doink.
Mike
Pesca, here now, sports analyst. Thanks so much.
Cleaning through the uprights.